Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Hundreds of Southern Humboldt residents trekked down to Sacramento yesterday to let lawmakers know that triggered cuts to rural school transportation funding have not gone unnoticed. The cuts were part of Governor Brown's budget and were enacted when state revenues did not meet with projections. The Southern Humboldt School District voted earlier this month to discontinue school transportation funding in February because the money just isn't there. Rich Hanger, assistant superintendent at Humboldt County Schools, outlined what the cuts mean to local rural districts.
Southern Humboldt currently stands to lose a significant portion of their current year funding. 51% of their current year funding for transportation will be eliminated with this trigger reduction. And for them, that represents about $480,000 or about $650 per student.
Hanger went on to state that the transportation cuts will have severe negative impacts on the quality of education for local districts, pointing out the disproportionate hits rural school districts have taken with the cuts. North Coast lawmaker Senator Noreen Evans and Assemblyman Wes Chesbro greeted the contingent in Sacramento and said that efforts to restore funding have already begun. Yesterday, Senator Evans threw her support behind Senate Bill 81, which would restore $248 million for home-to-school transportation. And Senator Evans has also introduced a bill that would shed some light on corporate political spending in light of the Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, which allows corporate donations but does not require those corporations to reveal who they are or who made the donations. Senator Evans' Bill 982 would force corporate donors to reveal their political donations to shareholders, and Evans said in a press release, "A direct effect of that decision is corporations now have enormous wealth at their disposal to influence elections and politics without any requirements to report their actions to the very shareholders that fund those efforts. This bill fixes that problem in California." Evans is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and said the Shareholders Protection Act would allow individual investors to determine if they wanted to continue to support corporations who make political donations to causes investors may not support. And early this morning, sheriff's deputies responded to the Blue Lake Museum after an alarm sounded. Deputies were dispatched, and while they were on the way, a neighbor called and said they could hear the alarms ringing and see someone moving around inside. The caller then said they saw a suspect dressed in black flee from the scene on foot. When deputies reached the scene, they did a search for the suspect but found none. But they did find a museum door had been forced and that items had been taken. The sheriff's office notified local pawn shops that 11 antique Native American straw hats had been stolen. The hats ranged in worth from $1,200 to $3,500 apiece. By noon, Eureka police had detained two suspects at Heritage Antiques, one of whom was in possession of seven of the stolen items. Deputies soon arrived on scene and arrested 30-year-old Carter Daniels, who was booked into county jail. The hats are estimated to be more than 100 years old, and were made by members of the Yurok and Hoopa tribes. An investigation into the whereabouts of the other four hats is ongoing. And Garrett Montana has stepped down as the head coach of the Eureka High football team after 16 years as an assistant and head coach. Montana resigned effectively as of today, but a reason for the resignation was not given. Montana replaced Jack Lakin at the helm of the Logger program and led Eureka to an NCS title in 2009. Montana is a graduate of Eureka High and played college football at Redwoods and Humboldt State. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Congressman Mike Thompson had some comments following the President's State of the Union address last night, specifically on programs to help homeowners rework their mortgages. Last week, Thompson and dozens of colleagues requested a meeting with the president to address the mortgage crisis in California, where an estimated one-third of homeowners have mortgages considered underwater because they owe more than the house is worth. Congressman Thompson commented that while the president's statements regarding plans to allow homeowners to refinance mortgages at historically low rates are positive, those comments did not address the homeowners underwater and reiterated his stance that the economy will not recover until the mortgage crisis is addressed in full. And Humboldt State Police have arrested a third man wanted in connection with a strong armed robbery that took place in an HSU dorm last December. Four men are alleged to have broken into the room, assaulted occupants, and stolen possessions. The latest arrest means three suspects are in custody after Eureka Police took 23-year-old Jules Aubrey into custody on a $100,000 warrant. Two other men have already been taken into custody, former HSU student Eric Schneekloth and freshman Benjamin Bylin. Schneekloth remains in jail while Bylin was released on bail. The last suspect, 20-year-old Miles Sharp, remains at large and is wanted himself on a $100,000 warrant. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.